From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jiadi Lee reporting. Islamic State fighters have begun forcing civilians in Mosul into buildings rigged to explode, a top U.S. commander says. This tactic could explain why scores of people died in the Iraqi city recently. Senior American officials said Wednesday they first noticed IS herding civilians into apparently booby-trapped buildings when fighting recently began for control of western Mosul. As evidence for this theory about IS tactics, a senior official told Pentagon reporters of battlefield video that shows civilians fleeing from a building where an American airstrike hit a sniper on the roof but did not damage the structure. On the eve of closely watched public hearings, the Republican chairman and top Democrat on the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee pledged an exhaustive and impartial probe of Russian meddling in last year's election and any possible collusion by President Donald Trump's inner circle. Chairman Richard Burr said, "The investigation scope will go wherever the intelligence leads it." Senator Mark Warner of Virginia, the committee's ranking Democrat, also said they will get to the bottom of it. Burr elaborated, an unprecedented amount of documents have been received and the committee is in constant negotiation with the intelligence community to gain access to additional material. He added there will be at least 20 interviews to conduct, including with President Trump's advisor and son-in-law Jared Kushner, who volunteered to speak with the panel. Neither Burr nor Warner revealed any conclusions reached so far except Russia's claims. This is VOA News. Increased activity in North Korea's main nuclear test site during the past few days could mean the country is in final preparations for a sixth nuclear test, a Washington-based think tank stated. 38 North, a website published by the U.S.-Korea Institute, released photos of the Punggye-ri nuclear test site taken on Tuesday. The photos show vehicles moving around the area and water being pumped from a tunnel, likely to keep them dry for communications and monitoring equipment. In a statement released with the photos, the website explained the activity is consistent with previous reports. It also noted a large new contingent of people standing in formation in the base's administrative area. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is set to hold talks with Turkey's political leadership Thursday in Ankara. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul that Syria is expected to top the agenda.
Officially, the U.S. president has not made a decision over continuing to support the Syrian Kurdish groups, which make up the backbone of the Syrian Democratic Forces in fighting the Islamic State. Analysts suggest Ankara will be looking for guarantees from Tillerson that Kurdish forces will quickly withdraw if they take part in capturing Raqqa. Tillerson could help mitigate Turkish displeasure if, as expected, he addresses the question of the creation of safe haven areas in Syria for the return of Syrian refugees, a key demand of Ankara. Turkey hosts about 3 million Syrian refugees.
Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
U.S. First Lady Melania Trump presented the International Women of Courage Award to 13 women in Washington Wednesday.
Each battle forces, such as governments, the courts, gender bias, terrorism, war, and corruption, and were willing in each moment to face harsh penalties, including imprisonment and death. As they continue to persevere against unimaginable odds, these women are extraordinary examples of reaching within to find the courage that lies inside us all to change the world.
The Secretary of State's International Women of Courage Award honors women around the world for exhibiting courage and leadership in their advocacy for peace, justice, human rights, and women's empowerment. The award has often honored women who have been injured. Pope Francis demanded urgent action Wednesday to protect civilians in Iraq, saying forces involved in the battle for Mosul have an obligation to protect those who are innocent. I am Gia Billy in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.